Now will you notice, verse 5, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. Now if there was none after him to compare to him and none before him, then he's outstanding. He is on a par with David. I introduce you today to King Hezekiah, one of the great kings mightily used of God. And that's the reason that his life is given to us three times in the Old Testament. 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles, and Isaiah. Now will you notice, verse 6, for he clave to the law, departed not from following him, and kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses, and the Lord was with him. And he prospered whithersoever he went forth, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria, and served him not. Now I would say he has another qualification, and that is, he is a courageous king. And he not only did that, he led his army against the Philistines. Verse 8, he smote the Philistines, even unto Gaza, and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. Now, we are told he not only besieged it, then the 3 years he took it. In the sixth year of Hezekiah, that is the ninth year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. That is the northern kingdom. Now, there's nothing between the king of Assyria and Hezekiah now but a barbed wire fence, and that's been taken down. He's in a bad spot. Now, the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria, put them in Hala, Habor, the rivers of Gozan, in the cities of the Medes, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord their God, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, and would not hear them, nor do them. Now Sennacherib, notice, the king of Assyria, now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah did Sennacherib, king of Assyria, come up against all the fenced cities of Judah, and he took them. And Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria to Lachish, saying, I have offended. Return from me. That which thou puttest on me will I bear. The king of Assyria appointed unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver, 30 talents of gold. In other words, he tried to rebel, didn't succeed. Now he's having to pay. Now Sennacherib, he seeks to terrify the southern kingdom of Judah. And he uses a pretty clever method, by the way. And we find here, Sennacherib threatens Jerusalem, and he sends Rabshakeh, captain of Assyria. He insults Hezekiah, and he attempts to frighten him.